This is the Value Investor Podcast with Tracy Reinick. All things value, all the time.
Welcome back, value investors. I'm going to get a little bit of housekeeping out of the way before we start this episode. And I wanted to let everybody know, if you didn't know already, that Value Investor Podcast is now on iTunes as its own separate show. So if you're looking around for us and you want to subscribe because you want to get it every week, you can now subscribe to it as a standalone show on the iTunes or Apple Podcasts, as they're now calling it. Or you can continue to subscribe to it as Zach's Market Edge, which combines the Market Edge podcast with the Value Investor podcast. That's also on iTunes or SoundCloud. Both of those are on SoundCloud as well. But I do encourage everyone to subscribe over there on iTunes so that you don't miss an episode. So be sure to check us out there. Okay, so we're in the middle of earnings season now. And what happens during earnings season can really impact value investors, because the earnings obviously go directly to fundamentals, which is what we look at. Because after all, what does the PE stand for? It stands for price to earnings. And what are they reporting right now? Their earnings. So in a good year, those earnings should be rising. We did just go through an earnings recession a couple of years ago where everything was kind of stagnant. We saw very little earnings growth. The economy didn't go into recession, but earnings definitely did with companies. But we busted out of that now and we're seeing pretty good earnings growth. In fact, this quarter is one of the better we've seen in the last several years. So even in this current environment where we keep hitting record high on stocks, the PE can still remain attractive, and in our case, in the value category, if the E of the PE, which is the earnings, is also rising. And that is what we're seeing in this quarter. We're seeing that E rising. So valuations aren't quite as stretched as a lot of people are making it out to be, because the E is rising. So a good example of this is a stock we've talked about a couple times on the podcast, and it's one of the hottest stocks on Wall Street this year, and it's called Applied Optoelectronics. The ticker there is AAOI, and I've talked about how these shares are up over 100% year to date, so that tells you how hot it is. It's pretty darn hot. But the stock is still trading with pretty decent valuations. It is more expensive than it was the last time I talked about it, and even a couple months ago when I was talking about it back then. But it's now trading with a forward P of 19.7. So yes, it is more expensive. I think the last time I talked about it was around 17 times, because the shares keep going up. And then before that, it was about 14 times. So real good value stock there. But it's still at 19.7, even though the shares are going up. And how could that be? And what you have to do, you have to look at the full year estimates. Because if you look at Applied Opto's full year estimates, you'll see why the valuation still remains pretty attractive. It's not trading at the 30, the 40, or the 100 times like we've seen some of the FANG stocks trade at, or a lot of other stocks, actually. It's still got a PE under 20. And that's because 90 days ago, the analysts expected Applied Opto to make $3.76. But since then, so that's just 3 months ago. So since then, the estimates have been slowly moving higher. And then the company pre-announced its sales for the quarter, and they were better than expected. And then the estimates really exploded higher. So analysts now expect Applied Opto to make $4.95 in 2017. So again, just 3 months ago, $3.76, and now $4.95. So that's a big jump. You don't always see that every time, obviously. But at its current price, if it had stayed at 376, it would be around 25 times earnings. So you can see why the rising earnings and those rising estimates are so important for value investors, because we can get things at a better valuation, at the lower valuation, if those earnings are rising. Obviously, remember the P and the E. So if that E is going up, we can get the lower PE. So Applied Opto is also a Zacks rank number one stock because those earnings estimates are moving higher and all the analysts are in agreement on something good is going on here. Now, they're about to report earnings for real because they only pre-reported some of their numbers. So we're going to hear more about Applied Opto, and the rank may change or it may not, and the estimates may change further here or they may not. So we'll have to watch that one. But Applied Opto is a good example of what happens during earnings season as those estimates rise and we start to see the PE not quite as stretched as long as we're getting those rising estimates. So I thought, what else is doing this? What else is seeing the rising estimates and valuations that are still really attractive somewhat because those estimates are rising? So I ran a screen with value fundamentals of PE under 20, I kept it higher because I was kind of concerned about what the screen would give me. I thought it would be too narrow. And then I also did price to sales of one or under because that's like a little secret value fundamentals that I like to use, as I've talked about in the past. And then I added the Zacks rank of number one. I didn't even go for the twos or the threes this time. I just did the ones to see who has those rising estimates and with our other value fundamentals. And I got 18 stocks. So it was better than I thought. And while that's narrow, it's not, you know, the five or six that I've gotten in the past when I've run these more narrow screens. So I got 18. And then I narrowed it down from there to three that I really liked. So I'm going to give you those now. And these are some interesting ones. And this is also what happens during earnings season. You know, we've seen a lot of the same names in the value universe recently, but now they're reporting, those earnings are rising. So a few more stocks are showing up in the value universe now because the PEs are coming down a bit on some of these names. And so instead of just having the home builders all the time, which we've talked about, and I still like the home builders, don't get me wrong, but today's podcast kind of mixes it up a little and we get some new names in there. So I'm glad about that. So let's jump right into it. The first stock is called First American Corporation. The ticker is FAF. And yes, you're going to think this is boring because I was like, what do they do? I had to look them up. And they do title insurance. Yes, I know. Exciting, right? But insurance is kind of the secret category right now of all kinds. Like, so property, the health insurers, and now these title insurers, these are all been real hot stocks. Insurance is kind of the place to be. It still has good valuations, all these areas. And people, you know, the market kind of ignores it because, yeah, it's boring, but there's something to be said for boring stocks that are kind of just grinding higher. And you can kind of buy them, not pay as much attention to them, and you can ride this rally. So First American is one of those. It has a forward PE of 14.1. Its price to sales is just 0.9. So I like all of that. They already reported. So that's why we have the rising earnings estimates. So 90 days ago, they were supposed to make $3.28 on the year. And now the analysts believe they're going to make $3.42. So that's quite a jump in just the 90 days, most of it coming off of this quarter. They're supposed to grow earnings by 6% for the year. That's not so bad for a company like this that has the good valuations. They also pay a dividend yielding 2.8%. So that's pretty nice too. So the first stock today, First American Corporation, with that Zacks number one rank, those rising earnings estimates, and real nice valuations. Okay, so our second stock is in an area I've kind of touched on off and on, and that is the staffing companies. So some of these have been real values. This one, Manpower Group, I know you've heard of it, ticker MAN. They're one of the largest staffing companies, and they are global. They do a lot of business in France, but now Europe is starting to rebound. So with the hot job market in Germany, France is doing well. And some of their other markets, this stock is looking pretty good. They also have reported, so 90 days ago, they were expected to make $6.55. And now analysts have them at $6.73. So that's also a nice jump. Their earnings are expected to grow 8.5% this year. So a little bit more earnings growth, which I like as a value investor. Might as well get the growth while I'm at it. And even though shares did take a dive on the earnings, but the estimates are moving higher. So now suddenly Manpower was a little more expensive before their earnings, but the shares sold off. The estimates are rising with that Zacks number one rank, and the PE is now 15.9, so a little over the 15 I normally look for, but not too bad given the overall market. And the price to sales is just 0.4, so that's really outstanding. You also get a dividend here yielding 1.7%, so that's not too bad either. A little bit extra juice on top. So this one is a combination, again, of stock did sell off on the earnings, and then those rising estimates. And so it's come back into our range. So it's, if you're interested in a play on the global economy, because that's really what the staffing companies are, then this is one you should be sure to check out. And then our third stock is also an interesting financial. This one is LPL Financial, and its ticker is LPLA. They've also reported earnings. 90 days ago, they were expected to make $2.42 for the year, and now they're expected to make $2.62. So that's a nice 20-cent jump just in the last 90 days. Most of it is off the earnings report. They had earnings estimates are up 12 cents in just the last week after this big earnings beat that they just had. So the analysts are pretty bullish here. So what LPL is, if you aren't familiar with them, because they're not as well known as some other names, is that they're one of the largest, if not the largest, independent brokerage firm in the United States. So they do investment and wealth management, but they have 14,000 independent financial advisors, and then they provide office and tech support to them. They also have 2,100 bank and credit union clients that they also provide all these services to. So I kind of like this area. As the stock market continues to rise, that means their assets, their advisory assets, are up. So those were up in the quarter 11% year over year, thanks to the stock market. And so this is kind of a hot area to be in. This is a mid-cap company, in case you're wondering, like the size. They have a PE of 17.4, so a little bit pricier, but their price to sales exactly on one. I like that. And I kind of like this area right now because I feel people are finally sitting up and taking notice of the stock market. They might be moving more of their money into these kind of assets, away from their cash or even housing, and back into the market. So someone like LPL Financial should be doing really well. It's got the Zacks number one rank because of those rising earnings estimates. Valuations are still attractive. I would like to get it a little cheaper if it were to sell off some. But I don't consider this super pricey here. It does pay a dividend yielding 2.2%. So I like that as well. So this is another one that you should definitely be diving into if you're trying to get these number one ranked stocks with the rising estimates and the solid value fundamentals. So it's not that common to see the rising estimates with the cheap valuation. As I said, we only got 18 stocks with this screen, and there's only about 240 Zacks number one ranked stocks total. So you're taking those, the ones with the best earnings outlook, basically, and combining it with the cheap valuations in a rising stock market. So that's a hard combination to get, but we were able to find them. So this combination, I really feel, can be like a secret sauce for value investors, because why not? Why not get the rising estimates and then growth if we can get it, along with the value fundamentals? That's a super powerful combination. So you should be using the Zacks rank to your advantage, because it is pretty easy to do. And might as well get the rising E, as I like to say, because that's pretty exciting in a company to have those earnings, you know, really jumping up like we've seen in all four of these stocks, including Applied Opto. That's why it's up so big this year, is because it is an exciting combination. It means something good is going on at all of these companies, that, you know, their business is good. And that's what I want to own. So to recap the stocks for this week, again, Applied Opto Electronics, AAOI. And I'm sure I'm going to get questions like, Tracy, should I get into that now? It's more expensive, as you said, and it is more expensive. I still like it. It's trading at 19 times for like a tech play. That's on the cheap end of the tech play. So yes, even as a value investor, I'm still interested in this one. And I would tune in to see what they're going to report this earnings, and tune into their conference call if you can, because you learn a lot from that. And our other stocks that have better value fundamentals, again, are First American Corporation, FAF is the ticker, Manpower Group, MAN, and LPL Financial, LPLA is the ticker there. So be sure to tune in to all of our other podcasts, and you can find Applied Optoelectronics on a podcast from just a few weeks ago we did on the five stocks that are basically among the hottest value stocks out there that are up over 100% this year, and those stocks are still hot. So be sure to check out that podcast on iTunes or on SoundCloud, and I'll see you again next time.